Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get what you're after till the day you die.
I won't get to get what I'm after till the day I die.
Because you weren't born again. That's the big trick. Now you're going to get born again in most of these fake churches. You're going to get born again with a relationship with the creator of the universe. I'd open that channel up and start getting those transmissions. Real soft first. But if you start tuning in more and more, it's going to get a little more intense. Ready for the real roller coaster? You've got a chance. You'll find out. Woo! Jaden in Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding and calling.
How you doing, my brother in Christ?
Good to talk to you.
So I work for a company based in Fort Worth, Texas, that makes triggers for AR-15s and AK. I just wanted to let you know that we love you and we support you, man. And I want to promote two of your products, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I had to start taking vitamins because I got really tired during the day. And I started taking Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and I'm not getting tired anymore. Also, I take your X2 iodine, and my acne on my face cleared up really good. So I'm guessing it's good for your skin.
Well, it deals with all electrochemical activity. That's why I'm so bummed we're out of X2 and X3. And it's going to be next year till we get more in, and it's our best seller. I warn people when this stuff's selling out, we're not making it up. And that's what Dr. Group told me 10 years ago. He goes, you got a few sunspots on your face, because I'm an outdoors guy. And he told me a bunch of other stuff that would happen. And I'm like, he goes, just take it for 2 weeks, see what happens. He said, like libido. And I said, well, I have a problem in that department. He goes, yeah. He said, you'll be like you're 16 again. And sure enough, about 2-3 weeks later, man, the energy, the other areas. And then in a couple months, I had sunspots, they just went away, just like he said.
Wow. It's great. My acne's a lot better now.
Beautiful.
I found out the hard way that you need to stock up on the iodine because, like you said, it goes out of stock and you don't get it for a while. So I try to buy a couple more than usual so I can have some for when you're out of stock.
Well, we're going to try to fix that. You know, we've been... That's the problem with treading water I don't want to get into it all, but a lot of good stuff's happening. We've been blessed in a lot of ways, and it looks like things are coming through in the next few weeks on a lot of fronts, and hopefully, you know, we'll be in a position to keep going here, but it's all in God's hands.
Right. I'm glad God's taking care of you. I wanted to talk about the vaccines right quick. I wanted to ask your opinion on how long the media is going to be able to keep up this charade of pretending like nothing is happening.
I mean, as long as they can censor us, they think they can. But, I mean, the British Medical Journal came out 2-3 weeks ago and said this is the biggest medical scandal in history. It doesn't protect you. People are dying in mass. It's producing self-replicating proteins in the body, prions. And, I mean, it's but, I mean, even I can't believe it. During the break, earlier, I was almost couldn't even continue the show. I mean, I get why people can't believe this, because your government's worse than Adolf Hitler. Big Pharma is doing it on a wider scale than Adolf Hitler. Joseph Mengele, when you look at Fauci and how evil he is, I mean, he literally is murdering tens of millions of people. He's injecting kids. They know what they're doing. God, they're evil.
I know you're right about people waking up, because I go on Twitter, and all you have to do is go into the hashtags of vaccines, and every post you see is anti-vax, COVID-vax, and tells you that people are having myocarditis because of the vaccine, having heart issues.
I was in Florida for a week, and everywhere I went, I got mobbed. I was in Western Florida. I was in Southern Sarasota, Siesta Key, and I got mobbed everywhere. Not one negative comment, not one nothing. Grocery store, the beach, everywhere. And my five-year-old daughter goes, Daddy, who are you? Why do they all love you so much? And it's not they love me. They love the truth. So the enemy's program has backfired. The problem is, Jaden, they're going to launch something else now. They never give up. So We can all be excited, but we better be watching our six. Thank you so much. We're going to go to break, come back with Dan Dix, investigative journalist. You don't want to miss this information. Stay with us and more calls as well.
I've got some good news and bad news. InfoWars is running the biggest sale of 2022 right now on our amazing products. Your chance to empower your body, your health, your immune system, and more, and keep us on the air, a win-win. The bad news is a bunch of our best-selling products have already sold out, and because of supply chain breakdowns, it'll be months and months until these great products come back in. X3 sold out. Our great American Coffee Blend has sold out. BioTrue Selenium has sold out. But what hasn't sold out is DNA Force Plus, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Whole Food Multivitamin, Brain Force Ultra, Supermel Vitality, and so much more. So, you've only got a few weeks to get these products at the lowest price you're ever going to find them. Don't fight the crowds. Don't fight the traffic. Don't do all your Christmas shopping in a month like a fool. Do it now. Get it all over with. Get a great deal. Keep InfoWars on the air while empowering your body. InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
This is Dan Dix here reporting for Press for Truth, coming at you today with what may be the most important video I'll have produced in 2022. I got a lot of questions that need to be answered. This video needs to go viral so we can all get to the bottom of this. So, let's jump right into it. Balenciaga is a high-end luxury and fashion brand that sells ridiculously expensive items and clothing. Their holiday gifting campaign is trying to sell you something, but it's not clothing. It's sex with children. Why is this child posing with teddy bears, wearing sexual bondage gear, with a white rabbit and a stack of duct tape and a dog leash? Why is this kid posing with the white rabbit, a bondage bear, and more duct tape? Or why is this toddler holding a teddy bear dressed in sexual bondage gear, complete with a leather harness, with yet another white rabbit and dog leash? Why is this young child being depicted with a sexualized teddy bear? Why is that same toddler shown here lying face down with these bondage bears on the couch and dresser, candles in beer cans, wine glasses, another dog leash, and some sort of dog collar bowl on the floor? Why did they create a fashion show with a bunch of troubled individuals carrying around these sex bondage pedo bears? Why did this company post a photo with a book in the background by Michael Boromies, the man who also wrote Fire from the Sun, a book that features naked children with pedophiles as its artwork? Why did they post a photo of this bag with pages open, showing a section of a Supreme Court ruling against a law that was designed to fight pedophilia? The court documents concerning Ashcroft versus Free Speech Coalition, a 2002 Supreme Court case that struck down a portion of the Child Pornography Prevention Act of 1996, ruling that virtual child pornography is protected speech. Why is this major retail brand promoting child pornography? And they're not being subtle about it. They're very brazen about it, putting it out in the open for all to see. Why are they trying to sell the idea that they are okay with pedophilia? I mean, just think of the amount of people involved here. The producers, the photographer, the parents, the creative directors. Why didn't anyone at some point along the line say, hold up, what the F are we all doing here? The reason is because of a movement that is trying to normalize pedophilia while also sexualizing young children. They use terms like MAPS, which stands for Minor Attracted Persons, as if to just say it's just a sexual preference. They launched NAMBLA, which stands for North American Man-Boy Love Association, a pedophile advocacy group that's run out of the United States. They promote drag shows for kids, and if you say anything negative about that, you're just a transphobic bigot. The schools are pushing all of this as well, because if they are saying that a child can change their sex, they'll eventually be saying that that means a child can consent to it as well. Even the big banks are promoting mutilizing, castrating, and sterilizing young children. Canadian Bank donates $500,000 for transgender surgeries on kids. A top Canadian bank just donated $500,000 to a hospital program in Ontario that specializes in transgender surgeries for children. And here it is from TD Bank.
For a closer look at the Balenciaga scandal, this is a lot of the other big brands as well, is investigative journalist Dan Dix, who I've known for more than 15 years, pressfortruth.ca. I want to talk about this, but also the China situation, the new lockdowns they're preparing, the man that says he loves authoritarian dictatorships that runs Canada, and more. Dan Dix joins us. Dan, you shot that video days ago. It's since gone viral. A lot has happened with this big company since then, and so let's recap what's happened, and then a lot of the other catalogs have been found to have the very same stuff, including things I won't show on air. The rape and murder of children simulated. Children being hunted to the woods by Satanists and murdered. I mean, this is just really, really nasty people. So thanks for helping us get to the bottom of it.
Well, Alex, they've already been exposed that they are doing this. And they have taken the position that this is just some sort of ridiculous conspiracy. This is nonsense. Well, if that's the case, why are they now suing the ad campaign company who put together this set? You know, that's almost as admit that something indeed very wrong did go on here. And as I mentioned in that video, you got to ask the question about how many people are involved in this. You got the parents, the directors, the producers. As I said, this is clearly a massive movement. But I think one of the big takeaways from that video, Alex, is that I got the sense that they saw that this was coming. You said this was a big video, and it was. Because 2 days ago, I had my YouTube channel terminated over this. 275,000 subscribers.
Oh, I didn't know that. So, for exposing the pedophilia, they admit this happened. The head photographer says he was told to show those images. They've been caught. And for you exposing Jeffrey Epstein 2.0, YouTube is protecting pedophiles at an industrial level. Wow, what a scandal.
Well, it's even crazier than that, Alex, because this actually happened before. Back in 2020, I put out a video about the Wayfair conspiracy. Now, I was showing that to be a red herring, saying that they are doing this on purpose so that in the future, when something does happen, they can point to this and just say, oh, that's a debunked, you know, conspiracy. And then within hours, my channel was terminated back in 2020. 7 months later, they contacted me and said, we've made a mistake. We apologize. We've reinstated your channel. We're going to look into what happened here. So that was kind of bizarre. Fast forward a couple of years, and now the Balenciaga thing happens. And in that video, I briefly mentioned the Wayfair conspiracy video. And I see, remember, 2 years ago, I said that they are going to set up a red herring so that in the future they can just dismiss this as nonsense.
They did that with Pizzagate. I remember them suspending you then. But I'm sorry. The big news is this is admitted. The company admits it's pedophilic. They apologize. And now you've been banned off YouTube. Google has now directly endorsed pedophilia, promotion of pedophilia. This is now the big story. So let's start over. You'll have the whole hour that's left to walk through this, but the 3 minutes to break. Start over. Dan Dix, Press for Truth. I wanted you on days ago. Didn't know this had just happened. You've now been banned on YouTube by Google for exposing an admitted promotion of pedophilia. Recap that.
Exactly that, Alex. Because of that video, I was banned. And the day that I was banned, I was actually out at one of these drag queen for little 3-year-olds to cover this, to continue on this expose. And believe it or not, there were counter protesters at this thing, which just goes to show you how big this movement really is becoming, and the fact that there are powerful, influential, famous billionaires, politicians, media moguls, high levels of finance men here, military men, all are involved with this at the highest levels. And when we see companies as big as Balenciaga getting exposed for this, just imagine what else is going on out there, Alex. This is really just maybe the tip of the iceberg. This is the beginning of the fall of this pedophile network. I would hope to, you know, really hope to believe that that is the case, that this movement has a counter movement. And I mean, you can see it. I mean, most people are on the side of the children, right? These protesters were chanting, trans rights are human rights. And it's like, yeah, that's not the issue. We're here to protect the children. And, that's what this whole Balenciaga expose is all about. I mean, you look at the intro of that video that I put together. What about dressing up kids in makeup looking like they've been beaten up carrying around these pedo bears? That's not a conspiracy theory. You did that.
Well, for those who don't know, panda eyes is a big pedophile thing. For after a small child's been brutally raped, it blacks their eyes.
Yeah, you know, there's one big one that I even missed in my video. In the photo, I don't know if you could pull it up, but there's the one photo of the girl lying face down on the couch, and there's all that terrible stuff. Well, right beside her is a big, huge dog bed, and it's actually a heart within a heart. And WikiLeaks has exposed the FBI document that said that a heart within the heart is the secret pedo symbol for little girl lover. So it's right there, plain as day for anyone to see. And
hold on, stay there, Dan. This is incredible.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7366. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, this Monday edition, November 28, 2022. And a lot of listeners who've been listening for decades, they say, yeah, Jones really is hammered the whole elite pedophile connection. And now it's all true. It's like he predicted it. I didn't predict anything. It was major scandals in the 80s, 90s, and 2000s in Belgium, in France, in the Netherlands, in the UK, in Canada, and in the US, as well as other places. But it wasn't just aristocrats, the ultra-rich, starting with judges right up to presidents, prime ministers, and billionaires, raping little children, was also killing them. So at the start of the next segment, I'm going to play a clip from an admitted survivor in Belgium where they found these little girls that were alive. The others had all been starved to death in cages. Others had been chopped up. And she survived, one of the few found in a cage, run by the local police chief and others. So this is very, very real, folks. These aren't speculations. So when you hear this hellraiser stuff from me, you're thinking, Jones has got a sick mind. No. Jeffrey Dahmer is like a 1 on a Richter scale compared to these people. They're a 20. And yes, I know the Richter scale only goes to 10. It's like Spinal Tap, but it goes to 11. And you've got to understand that because we won't admit this exists historically, it keeps winning. So Dan Dix dropped a bombshell on us. I saw his report on Infowars.com, like on Friday. I thought he did the best job. We posted it on Saturday. I told the crew on Saturday, get Dan Dix. He's here today. Hadn't followed his work since then. Banned on YouTube for the report you just saw us air 10 minutes ago, which is all admitted fact. They admit it's pedo. They say they're sorry, and he's banned. Unbelievable. He's banned for exposing these people. And remember that they're protecting them. So that makes them accomplices. So, Dan, please continue.
That's it. I've been banned for this. And you've kind of obviously were the first domino to fall when it comes to, you know, being banned. And then it's trickled down to everyone else. And, I mean, there's a clip floating around right now of you and I over a decade ago doing an interview talking about the future of the Internet. And in that particular video, you basically nailed it, what was coming down the pike in terms of them shutting us down, popping up with little fact check messages saying that, oh, you better go to this website to see what the real truth is. You predicted all of that back this over a decade ago. And that once they tried to ban us and they tried to shut us down, that there would be a fork in the road and we'd eventually move into more decentralized platforms and there'd be more censorship resistant and freedom minded platforms that would come up. And all of a sudden, sure enough, we have the Odysseys and the BitChutes and the Mines and the Rumbles and all these types of things, exactly as you predicted. So I'm really not surprised that I have been banned over this. It's really coming as no surprise. I kind of take it with a badge of honor.
I was about to say badge of honor. I mean, this is a badge of shame for Google. I mean, there should be a congressional investigation over them banning you over that report, documenting in a very conservative way an admitted pedophilic promotion.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm not the only one. There's other More famous people who have done this, and they're not being taken down from YouTube. Maybe their time is yet to come. I don't know. But it seems that I've certainly been targeted over this particular campaign, and you got to ask the question, why is that, right? Why on earth would they pretend?
Well, it's because you've been on this for a long time, and you're very effective, and you're very conservative, and so you did a very professional job. Like Pizzagate, we had it in the WikiLeaks. It's all real. They focus on a pizza place. And we barely got sucked into it. They misrepresented that we totally created the theory, which they then used to discredit the rest of it.
Another great example of one of these red herrings where they know that this information is going to come out one day. So they put out this nonsense conspiracy that's easily debunked so that when the real truth comes out, people can just point to this and say, oh, that's just Pizzagate nonsense, or, oh, that's just Wayfair conspiracy nonsense. And now they say, Balenciaga, that's probably just the same kind of Pizzagate or Wayfair and all that stuff that's already being debunked. It's all done by design because they know that we're onto it. They know that we've been exposing this. And so the fact that they have to use these almost psychological operations and propaganda to discredit what we are saying, again, vindicates us even more so as we continue to expose this stuff, you know, and there's no end to it. I mean, look what just happened with Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein, the whole house of cards.
Well, that's where I was going next. I was told by high-level Hollywood people and others, not just about the British pedophilia that was all admitted and Jimmy Savile and Prince Charles, long before it came out with Prince Charles's brother, Prince Andrew, and it was specifically the Epstein stuff is why they came after me. They used other reasons, and they used Sandy Hook later, but it was specifically exposing the pedo rings is what made them come after me.
I'm not surprised about that at all, Alex. You know, that doesn't surprise me whatsoever, because you too have been at the top of exposing this stuff. So maybe for a little while they were just ignoring you, thinking that, oh, I mean, what harm could it really cause? And I think you got to the point where they're like, oh, he's actually changing the world. We need to put a stop to this, which is why they've come down so hard on you.
Sure, and the reason I raise it is you get banned, I get banned. You expose the exploitation, the torture, the rape, even murder of children. That's their special thing. That's their heart and soul. That's what they will not tolerate.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, I'm not going to tolerate being shut down, you know. I'm certainly not going to let a little thing like being banned from YouTube stop me. You know, this is actually just giving more fire under my belly to want to continue to expose these guys for what they are. This is making me want to, you know, just build up my other platforms. People can help me do that by going at pressfortruth.ca. But there's all the other platforms where I'm posting on, and that's really key moving forward, is that we focus on these decentralized platforms so that when we do put out this information, it's not just going to be zapped.
No, I totally agree. We use the old enemy platforms to take people to the new independent platforms, like the Getters and like the Rumbles and the Gabs and so many others. But we're going to go to break here in a few minutes, but let's talk about this. They are losing control. You take this big apparel company, they had to back off and say they're sorry, but then their agents, their fellow travelers, though, then try to suppress what's happening. That shows how weak they are. We should call and go on the offense and call for a congressional investigation and a parliamentary investigation in Canada of Google censoring the press to protect pedophiles. I mean, I think Google's got some answers that they've got to answer to.
Well, yeah, and you know, and it's not just pedophiles that I'm exposing here in Canada. You know, I'm exposing the tyrant Justin Trudeau, and you know, the fact that if you want to tie it all in, like he's appearing on drag queen shows, you know, promoting so-called diversity. You know, so when I go after that stuff as well, he brings his children to the pride parade, little kids. I confronted him on that face to face, you know, about bringing his little 5-year-old to the gay pride.
By the way, anybody that's ever documented a gay pride parade, I mean, they run from wild to out of control. People eating poop, men having sex, peeing on each other. I mean, folks, it is unbelievable.
Well, you should see this drag queen story time for little 3-year-old toddlers that just happened in Kitsilano, Vancouver a couple of days ago that I went to. Literally gay men in G-strings prancing around and performing in front of toddlers, with counter protesters outside upset about the fact that we're there saying that this, something about this is wrong. You know, this isn't right. We shouldn't be sexualizing young children. And yet there's police outside protecting,
It's the LGBTP. And again, I don't care if it's a heterosexual or homosexual events. Keep your hands away from the children. These people are degenerates and their final frontier is our children. That's a fact. We'll be right back with Dan Dix.
Ladies and gentlemen, we always run the biggest deals of the year starting in mid-November through Christmas. But this year is hands down the biggest sale we've ever offered. Not just at the 60% off with promo code 1776, but on top of it, double Patriot points. And what makes this the most special sale ever, every order will get a free gift, no matter how small or how big. And it's all randomly selected by the shopping cart computer. So you might order a sticker pack for $5. You might order the blowout t-shirt sale for $4.95 and then get something worth $50, $60, $70, $80, $100. So again, some of the gifts are sticker packs. Some of them are Alex Jones Halloween masks. Some of them are books, films, InfoWars flags, American flags. There are hundreds of different items. It's all random. InfoWarsStore.com. Every order gets a free gift. Free gifts with every order at InfoWarsStore.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Through the lies
and disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So the global social engineers count on us having short attention spans. They admit they've shortened the ads, they've sped things up for children. Been going on for 70 years to really get people where they're easily distracted and also easily suggestible. But I've always, I guess, had this gift or a curse, you could call it. Up until about 5-6 years ago, my memory was near photographic. As you get older and, I guess, drink a little too much, it's not as photographic as it used to be. It's almost a blessing. As used to, I'd see a story and remember like 10,000 connected ones. It would just be like, zzz, brain sped up that fast. People used to remember I could like word for word quote stories from 5 years before, whole paragraphs. And we're like, how the hell does he do that? He's got to have a teleprompter. No, I had photographic memory. And it's almost a blessing that it's I don't have one now. I'll be like my dad, but I'm 70-something, and I'll be kind of like, hey, everything's great. I don't remember anything. But I remember being on air, and I remember doing research in the 90s, and just back then they didn't completely control the corporate press. So it'd be like the Times of London describing a story in Burgundy, France, where they found a young teenage girl who weighed like 80-something pounds, like a concentration camp victim, cuts all over. She runs into a local town. They won't help her. Locals take her to state police. They go to a Rothschild castle. It was a Rothschild estate. A lot of the estates are. Most of the castles in France are actually owned by the Rothschilds. Look it up. It was a big wine-growing estate. And they go in, and there's a dungeon with all these dead women and dead girls in some of them are stuffed. Some of them are in gelatin solution. Others have been put in acid baths. And a few were alive in cages. Now, I remember that was about 1998. I covered that. Anybody, any journalist watching the New York Times, you can look up Sunday Times of London. It was Sunday Times of London and that article. The point is that I've seen documentaries on this stuff. Jimmy Savile and his torture dungeon where he raped little kids and where he'd kill them while he raped them. That all came out in court. So this is all out there, but this story, testimony of Anika Lucas, survivor of the Belgian pedophile network, children were mainly used for sex, but there were a number of aristocrats, royalty, you name it, who were part of the club who enjoyed killing children, beating them, cutting them, then chasing them through the woods with dogs, hunting them and killing them. Other times they would just have children in cages begging for mommy. And they would just go sit while they begged for mommy and have their dinners while children begged and pleaded in cages. I mean, they called it the beautiful music they make. The children of the night. So you have to understand that I didn't come up with this stuff. People say Jones. Once Harry Shearer said, I've heard Jones' show. He would be the greatest Hollywood screenwriter ever. The stuff he comes up with. I didn't come up with any of this. This is what they do. This is the reality. Who can come up with any of this stuff? They're putting deadly injections in us that grow prions in us. I mean, these are psychotic people. So I want to go back to Dan Dix on his big report and all the other big world news and what else he thinks is most important right now. But I wanted to play a short clip of her talking about this. And she's a survivor. People were convicted. It was judges. It was heads of government. But it got shut down. But they did convict the handlers that kept dungeons and mansions around Belgium of kidnapped little boys and girls for the elites to rape and murder them. This is confirmed, convicted, real. Here it is.
I was raised in Belgium and sold into a murderous pedophile network right around my 6th birthday. I was used in this network for 5.5 years. Adult men that were part of this exclusive club were there for various reasons, but there was a lot of alcohol, a lot of drugs, and the children were the commodity, the highest, the most valued commodity, and were used for sex mostly. But there were a number of aristocrats that were part of this club who also liked killing children. And then my time had come. At the age of 11, I was about to be killed. I was tortured because someone who had protected me for a while and then abused me really badly was done with me. I was strapped to a butcher's block. that was black from the blood of all the children that had come before me. I was there for a few hours. My body is full of scars, and every scar reminds me of the moment. I thought that I was going to be killed like all the children that weren't loved enough to live. And I was going to be forgotten as well. And I wasn't ready to die. Someone from inside that network loved me enough to rescue me. That torture lasted a few hours. However,
and we'll get to the rest of the story tomorrow. She's given a TED Talk. The police saved her. It all came out. The point is, they found dungeons full of children. They declared national security, just like in England. Dan Dix, for all the left defending this, for all of them defending sexualization of children, they have now signed on to this. They need to know that.
Yeah, that is absolutely horrific. I've never seen that particular clip. But, you know, she mentioned, you know, being put down on like a black block that had bloodstains on it from the earlier killings. That sounds ritualistic to me. That sounds, you know, satanic to me. And when you look back at where this stuff is coming from, when you were saying, I didn't make this up. Well, who did make this up? You can track it back to guys like Aleister Crowley, who quite literally wrote about ritual sex magic. And that you are able to obtain some sort of power from the spirit world when you engage in this ritualistic sex magic. And now we see that powerful, influential billionaires, politicians, famous people, you know, artists, musicians are quite literally engaging in these things. And I'm happy to see that there's actually people starting to speak out about this. No doubt the left is going to call people like that liars. But I think more and more of this stuff will, you know, be like a trickle effect. You know, it's like when one girl accuses Harvey Weinstein or something, all of a sudden 100 others feel, hey, maybe it's my time to speak up. Well, what we need is more people like this brave lady to stand up, because I have no doubt more of this has been going on behind the scenes. And I think we're going to start to see more of it come out as this continues to exponentially grow. So it's absolutely horrifying and sickening to see something like that. But again, I'm not too surprised, but I'm glad to see it being exposed now.
I agree. Remember what came out 2 years ago, even the New Yorker magazine reported on it. The German government placed tens of thousands of children with convicted pedophiles in a, quote, study and ordered them to rape them for more than 40 years. This is a cult.
Yeah, it really is a cult. You know, it's like a brainwashed cult, you know, and you look at what brainwashed cults are like. It's like almost like an MK Ultra program, you know, that they've been indoctrinated with here. Because you look in their eyes, Alex, like when I'm at this protest and we're just sitting here saying, you know, why are you guys protected? Why do you want to sexualize children? It's just like they're gone. They're like zombies who aren't even there. They're not capable of a debate. That's for sure, because I think they know that they're on the wrong side of history. Honestly, I think some of them don't even understand why they're protected.
Well, I can tell you, I can take one look at those groups, and they always are busting them. Most of them have been abused themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. A lot of this is stemming from a past abuse, and unfortunately, it's trickling onto the children. And that's where we take issue. You know, if you want to identify as whatever you want to identify or, you know, have sex with the same sex, that's fine. I don't care. I really don't. It's not my business. Go at it. But as soon as you involve the little ones, the children, the toddlers, that's when it becomes an issue for me. And I'm certainly going to speak out, even at the risk of having my YouTube channel canceled or whatever. It doesn't matter. This is the most important thing moving forward, obviously. This is the big issue.
Absolutely. And their attempt to censor you will only make you fight harder. Let's come back and talk about China, the lockdowns, big picture, new world order, the incredible tyranny in Canada, the attacks on free speech with Dan Dix. Final segment with him, and I'll get a few more calls ahead of Gerald Celente taking over for everybody that's holding. Josh, Leo, Joe, Justin, Trent, and Bob. Get to your calls as well. Stay with us.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk to facts about a GoVix
Orgovyx Relagolix 120 milligram prescription tablets is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact. Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment. A pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I use an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week when my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Way, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Final segment of the third hour with Dan Dix. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Also, Dan Dix for a while has had a great channel on band.video, so you can find his forbidden information and latest reports going back through an archive at Press for Truth at band.video, and also his great website. You can find all his material, pressfortruth.ca. Pressfortruth.ca. Let's put Klaus Schwab on screen. Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote a lot of books back in the 70s that I read in the early 90s. And he explained that global elites control organized crime, including pedophilia, in one of his books in particular. And it was the technotronic age between two ages. I forget which one. But he said they use it to control people. And so that's exactly what's going on here. That's what Epstein was doing. So we know their MO. And my uncle never told me about a lot of secret stuff, but he was a heavily decorated Vietnam helicopter pilot. And his name was William Forrest Hammond. And about a year before he died, it's about 9 years ago, he died 8 years ago, I was out at his farm, ranch. We were riding around checking the fences. And I asked him, I said, I know you were in Iran-Contra. You never really talk about it, but my mom knows something about it. You were down there building airfields. What made you get out of it? And actually, his best buddy that was down there, they had become stronger Christians. I knew he had a deep Christian conversion. He was already Christian, but he really got, born again. And his partner got shot up and killed. He was in the Jeep with him, almost died. Because they'd been leaders down there involved in the government operation. And he said, it was children. He said, I can't tell you. It's too secret. But he said that the U.S. government was smuggling orphans out of Guatemala and loading them on planes, and really bad things was happening. And he said, listen, I'm going to tell you anymore. It's too dangerous. So my uncle did work for Army Special Operations and the CIA, and he did tell me that before he died. So, again, you can't swing a stick in the dark and not run into this type of stuff. And this is what makes or breaks you. Other people get high enough in the government or corporations, they run into it and they say no, they're not part of the club. If they say yes, they're part of the club. And it starts with free hookers and money, and then it's, oh, that girl you had sex with, she's 16. And then it's, oh, you're going to have sex with a 10-year-old. And then it's, well, we need you to get rid of this kid. They're a problem. Go strangle them. And by the way, we're going to videotape it. That's what Epstein was doing. They weren't just raping children. They were murdering them. Dan Dick's closing comments on this, and then just other big picture with what's happening in the world and where you see things going.
Well, just to touch on what you were just saying, I mean, look at what's happening with Kanye West. I mean, I don't really follow celebrities a lot, but he is not going along with this stuff. As you said, he seems to be speaking out about it, and then he tried to expose the fact that his personal trainer was trying to have him, taken out with drugs and stuff. And then we find out that his personal trainer is a Canadian military man who dealt in psychological operations involving drugs. So there is an effort behind the scenes to not only silence certain people who are aware of what's happening, but also to promote certain people.
And the so-called trainer to the stars said in text messages, we'll drug you out. You'll be a zombie in an institution forever if you don't shut up.
Yeah, he literally said that in a text message. And, Kanye exposed that. And again, this is maybe a little bit of the first glimpse in behind the scenes in Hollywood at how handlers can actually be used to control and manipulate people, or at least to keep people in line. Because a guy like Kanye has a massive, massive amount of influence and reach. And that is scary to the powers that ought not to be. That is something that they find troubling. And of course, it has to be managed behind the scenes. And now with guys like him who seem to be a little bit unmanageable, people are starting to learn that, wow, this stuff actually goes on behind the scenes. They try to silence certain people. They try to promote others who are going along with it. And, this is why we have to continue to expose this stuff for what it is. Otherwise, it's just going to continue to happen, Alex.
It really is. And now they're externalizing their method of evil, trying to rape all our bodies with these shots. What do you think of China? Biggest protest in the history of 60-plus years under the communists. We've got to really stand with those folks.
Well, it's a time that's come. I mean, they've been put under this no COVID pressure for so long that, of course, it's going to erupt into this. And people have to understand that China is the blueprint for the West. They often, test things out over there to see how we're going to deal with it over here. And I'm starting to see some signs that China is now, Canada is now morphing into a similar blueprint and a test area for how these crazy authoritarian COVID-1984 nightmare procedures are going to be carried out. I mean, look at what Justin Trudeau was doing. When I went to cover the trucker rally, Alex, I had to drive for 6 days across the country. I couldn't fly within my own country because I'm unvaccinated. I took a baton to the ribs from the police for covering that. I'm still dealing with that. This is all over this COVID-1984 nightmare. Look at British Columbia right now. Bill C-36, they want to quite literally stop doctors from spreading misinformation about the vaccine and charge people up to $200,000, maybe even throw them in jail. for refusing to go along with this medical tyranny. So, I mean,
and Klaus Schwab, you're right. Klaus Schwab says Justin Trudeau is the model of leaders that they're installing.
He Schwab quite literally bragged about the fact that he has guys like Trudeau and Macron and the New Zealand Prime Minister and others essentially under his thumb as what he calls World Economic Juniors, World Economic Forum Juniors, who have, you know, been shaped and molded to bring about this great reset. That's why they're all talking about it openly. And, yeah, you know, China is absolutely shocking what's going on there, but people need to pay attention to what's happening in Canada too. Because they've really, really pushed their boundaries here in Canada. Canadians are noticing what's going on. They're speaking out. Hopefully they get as brazen as what's happening in China. Cause as I understand it, this is very rare for the Chinese to become this vocal, actually saying get Xi out of there. It's a protest whose time has come, because this COVID-1984 nightmare, as you know and as your audience know, is fully about control. Clearly has nothing to do with health. It's all about mandating this global inoculation program, getting us under this health umbrella for the purposes of control. China.
And what's crazy is they now admit that everywhere. What is that doing to your credibility and others? It's not about, oh, we're credible, but we've reached that paradox where everything we said has come true. I'm just seeing our credibility explode. I don't see how the system deals with that, because if we weren't around, if our listeners weren't around promoting this, I'm letting folks know the good news, folks. We really fought them to a standstill. They would be winning right now, but they're not, because the world's waking up fast. How do they strike back then?
Well, perhaps that's our position in this war, in InfoWars and in Press for Truth, is to continuously push back against this and expose this. And I suppose the only thing they can do is to play dirty, right? Go behind the scenes and try to have us shut down or censored in any way they can. But as we spoke about earlier, Alex, that only amplifies our voice. I think he once famously said, you know, like the Star Wars thing, strike me down and I'll become bigger and more powerful than you could have ever imagined. Well, that's what's happening, really.
That's right. As long as we don't decide they've beaten us, we only get stronger. We just have to persevere and trust in God, and we'll get stronger and stronger.
Well, exactly, Alex. That's why I said in the beginning of this, I'm seeing this current banning as a bit of a blessing in disguise. I think, you know, sometimes when certain doors are closed like that, it leads to an opportunity of other doors being opened that you may have not have even known was a possibility. So I'm really looking forward to the future of continuing to do what I do here at Press for Truth. Because there's really no way of shutting me down. Same with you, you know, less than killing us. I mean, that's the only possible way.
But let's talk about that. Let's talk about that briefly. That's why they want internet power outages and things. The only way they can do it is that. I'm really worried about them doing a fake cyber attack, and we've seen Klaus Schwab hyping that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you've been talking about the coming of, Internet 2.0 for quite a long time, and really, they have the power to flip the switch at their fingertips at any given moment. But that's not to say that we don't have the ability to use this technology to our advantage as well. You know, it's a double-edged sword. And we're really at that fork in the road now where you can't be on the fence anymore, ladies and gentlemen. If you're watching Alex Jones, if you're watching me at Press for Truth, and you're thinking, man, maybe I should start doing something like these guys. There's no excuse anymore. You can start a website. You can start a channel on these platforms. You can get out there, get your voice amplified. Again, it virtually costs nothing these days to do so. So there's really nothing holding anyone back at this stage in the game. I want to encourage all the viewers watching this that if you're on the fence, if you're thinking, I'm just one little person, what could I do? All you got to do is dive in head first and start doing it. And when you're honest, you're genuine, you're truthful, you present good info, the truth will resonate with people, and you will start to build a credible audience. And then you can contribute to the info war that guys like Alex Jones have been at the tip of the spear of fighting.
All right. Well, great job on the Balenciaga situation. Join us again very, very soon. PressForTruth.ca. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. We're coming right back. Hour four, I'm going to get to all the callers on the board. Then Gerald Celente takes over. Don't forget, tomorrow night's the final time to get a free gift with every order at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.